today from the Health Insurance Marketplace. This is WABF. It is 826 and 49 degrees in downtown Fairhope. But hey, the sun is shining. Wind advisory in effect as well. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Sherry Lee Bloodworth-Botop as Public Information Officer with Baldwin County. Good morning, Sherry Lee. Welcome back. It's been a while.
Good morning. I know. It's been too long.
You've been busy working on the U.S. Treasury's Emergency Rental Assistance Program, and now you're ready to let the public know how y'all will be disseminating $6.5 million.
That's right. We got $6.6 million from Treasury to to assist with rentals. So these dollars go to landlords, and we encourage anyone that is a renter to apply or ask their landlord to apply, so either person can be an applicant. A couple of things about the program that are really unique. One is that it can pay back rent, and there's no cap on that back rent. And then it can pay forward rent. So if you can prove certain things or questions that you'll be asked in the application process, such as about your savings account and your ratio of income to rent, things like that, you can apply for forward rent. Now, it does have to be your hardship. The reason that you're having a hard time paying your rent has to be tied to COVID in some way.
Right.
So that's something that you'll be asked about and be asked to provide certain documentation, whether it be a letter from your employer or there are different qualifications. You can do an attestation, it's called, which is basically like certifying that certain things happened and you're signing off on it like a legal document almost.
Okay.
So those are some of the ways that you can prove the hardship. And we know that there are a lot of people out there that have had trouble paying their rent because of COVID. Either they worked in a nail salon and traffic slowed down, or they couldn't provide the service because of the shutdown.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
So things like that, and they just couldn't get caught up again. So there are a lot of different scenarios.
I'm well aware. I sell advertising for a living.
Well, you know,
in addition to talking on the radio. So yeah, a lot of folks affected with the slowdown and the closure of somewhat of the economy. Even though we're picking up, it's a residual effect. It could still be causing people some hardship. So let's go back a minute. The money will go to the landlord, whom is owed the money, but a renter can apply as well as the landlord to say, hey, this is going on, I need help, here's my landlord.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And we encourage people to talk to their landlords, let them know that this is available. We also encourage people to apply online. It will expedite the process. Now, Treasury, we do have a deadline for this, for applying, and it's September 1st. And the reason for that, December 31st is supposed to be the deadline that U.S. Treasury gave. However, they do have a phrase in their agreement that they can pull the money back on September 30th. We want to make sure that everyone is taken care of by September 30th, just in case. And so we are being very aggressive about getting applications in and processed by September 30th and getting the money out the door.
Okay. What are you doing to be aggressive about that? What do you mean?
I mean, outreach. We're working with all of our nonprofits, our chambers, local businesses, the Realtors Association. We've contacted landlords directly already to let them know. The state is also doing that, so we're working together with the state. If there's some subsidized housing units that the state got a separate fund for, and so landlords that own subsidized housing units can apply to the state fund, and if they happen to apply through us, we'll push it on to the state. We're working directly with them, so
I see. Okay.
To make it as smooth as possible.
So I've just started typing in Baldwin County, Alabama, and I'm just going to go straight to the county's website.
Perfect.
Is that one way to go, or is there a special site?
No, that's correct.
Set up or both?
That's correct. So scroll down just a little bit.
Okay, I'm at baldwincountyal.gov. I just typed Baldwin County, Alabama in the search bar.
And if you look on your right-hand side, if you keep going down, you'll see Baldwin Emergency Rental Assistance Program.
Okay, that's a nice big icon square there on the screen.
That's
on the front page, Baldwin Emergency Rental Assistance Program.
That's correct.
And there it is. So you can just follow the steps right there.
How
join the mailing list and how to apply. Okay.
We are also working with all of our local libraries. We have a training call with the directors today. We understand that some people may not have access to computers or may need a little help applying.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on how to apply, there's also a list of nonprofits in each part of the county that are assisting people to fill out applications. Again, paper applications are available, but we're really encouraging people to do this online. It's just a quicker processing method.
Yes.
So in Fairhope, for example, Ecumenical Ministries on Fairhope Avenue, right up here, is assisting. So
you read my mind. I was going to ask, including Ecumenical Ministries.
That's right. Of course, and Ecumenical has been a great partner. I mean, all of our nonprofits are incredible. We had a call yesterday with a huge portion of our nonprofits throughout Baldwin County, and I mean, they're just, we couldn't do this without that partnership with them. We know that they already have clients they've been hearing from that are in bad situations. And I know, you know, I've received phone calls on my work cell phone from people that are being evicted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really difficult to listen to and know that you can't help. And now we can.
And it's a catch-22 because mm-hmm. the landlord, they're struggling. If they don't collect their rent, they can't pay their bills, et cetera.
That's
so
right.
It's just that trickle-down theory. And I know that we've been dealing with unprecedented time from the federal government on down to local, but it's almost like this package has come a little too late, but better late than never.
Yeah, I agree. It is better late than never. And it does feel that way. There are people that are in pretty bad circumstances. The other thing, I should actually bring up a good point, Lori, the better late than never, is that this can be for a new lease as well. So if people have been evicted and they're couch surfing or living, I mean, some people are living in their cars, for example, this can help them get started with a new lease.
Oh, that's very good to know.
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up. And that was something I didn't know until recently
mm-hmm.
about the program. And I think that will help a lot of people that are, like I said, couch surfing, living with relatives, things, not desirable situations. You know, their kids are sleeping on the floor of someone's house.
Right.
So.
And we kind of got a double whammy with Hurricane Sally and in some cases Zeta. So housing is harder to come by and that jacks up the prices. What does the federal program think about our rent prices in Baldwin County? How much is it going to help?
Yeah, that's interesting. So we are using, there's actually not a set cap, but we do have a process where the applications are reviewed based on HUD standards for rent price in this area. I was looking at that yesterday. It is a little low. So we actually use a percentage that's higher than that average, knowing that this area is a little more expensive. So there is a committee that will review those applications if they mm-hmm. come in at a higher rate than the HUD standard.
Your HUD standard, that made me think. So what if I make decent money? I live in a house that's over $1,000 to rent in Fairhope, which is probably not either one near HUD standards. Will I actually have a chance of getting some assistance?
Yes.
Just because my living level may be higher than others?
Yes, you will.
And okay.
That's exactly what we considered. So in looking at
good,
the Eastern Shore, the mm-hmm. beach area, and because, like you pointed out, Hurricane Sally has really driven up prices,
mm-hmm.
and COVID has driven up prices. Honestly, people have moved here from bigger cities, as you probably know. And so a lot of the rent and housing prices, the market has just gone up 30, mm-hmm. I think they said 30% in the last year or so.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's
I
pretty
didn't realize
significant.
That, yeah. We're speaking with Sherry Lee, who is the Public Information Officer for Baldwin County. If you missed the beginning of it, we're talking about the U.S. Treasury Emergency Rental Assistance Program. Baldwin County's got $6.5 million to help landlords and renters. But as you said, the money goes straight to the landlord, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we need to know about this program?
Apply now, quickly. Just go ahead and apply. $6.6 million, I think, will go quickly. And we want to help as many people as possible. So apply now. The other reason to apply now is the money is given out in three-month increments. So if you apply this month, you have an opportunity to apply for another 3 months before the end date of September 30th.
I see. Okay.
So we want all applications. We stop taking applications September 1st so we can process everything by the 30th.
And probably money's going to run out before then, I would think.
We'll see.
Maybe not.
We'll see.
So you can just Google like I did. I just Googled Baldwin County, Alabama, And then I clicked on the county's site, baldwincountyal.gov, and right there, as you said, front page, scroll down a little bit on the right, you can see it. And then you've also got your own special website made that should be launched today.
Yes, and it is launched, and it is baldwinaltogether.org.
baldwinaltogether.org.
And there is a phone number as well.
Okay, what's that?
That phone number is 251 area code, of course, and then 277-9969.
Okay.
And that's for questions.
277-9969.
So if you do have questions, you can call there. Pretty much all the information is on that baldwinaltogether.org. It's, I mean, I think it's very easy to follow. The only other thing that I would say is I'm so proud of Baldwin County and the way that we've come together on COVID. I mean, we launched a long-term recovery committee. The commission funded it last year. And we've been told by people that are working on these programs nationally that we are the only county that has something like this that's been put in place to help citizens. So that's our Baldwin Together group of case managers. And it's been incredible. They've helped a lot of people. They've been able to pool resources. And I mean, they've just been working nonstop for over a year now on helping our communities. So we have an amazing group of nonprofits and an amazing commission to invest in this.
So they're working in tandem with the county. And is it because our health department is so small and so split between so many counties?
Well, so what they're doing is not as much health as it is to help people find assistance like food. And they've even helped with utilities and rent and things like that. But in smaller doses, obviously, mm-hmm. than this treasury funding. But they've been able to help people find services they need all throughout the pandemic.
Okay.
They're an incredible group, so we're really grateful.
There's a lot of questions I could ask you, but I'm not sure what's in your scope and what's not.
Yeah.
As far as vaccine availability and vaccine clinics, it was announced that the county health department's working with the Porch Creek Indians, and today is day two of a vaccine event there. Mm-hmm. And then I've heard Channel 5 reported that Winn-Dixie's are going to start carrying the first dose Johnson & Johnson, and you can apply online for those. And if it's not your department, tell us what you can.
Well, and it's not, but it's interesting because some of these things that roll out, we find out when they're rolling out, they don't all come through, you know, through us. Some of the programs, the way that the vaccinations roll out, some programs are federal, and then some are through the Department of Public Health, which is also federal, but we have a direct line of communication through our EMA. But the federal programs, like when it came to Walmart, coming to Winn-Dixie, mm-hmm. these things we find out as they roll out.
Right.
So, and our representatives, our federal representatives help us too in notifying us when things are going to occur. But sometimes they happen and we don't know till they happen.
Right. Well,
But yeah, we do keep up with everything. Our Baldwin County EMA does a great job of posting what's available. And our website also has what's available vaccination-wise. They keep a list there.
I'm a top fan on the EMA page. I'm always sharing what they've got going on.
Yeah, they do a wonderful job. Jenny, Gary, and Zach Hood mm-hmm. do a great job.
They were just here last month, so we appreciate you lining that up,
too. Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, so we need to get folks that need help paying their rent to get online, baldwinaltogether.org, or just Google Baldwin County, Alabama. Click on the official page, scroll down on your right, and look for the rental assistance icon.
The last thing I want to say is that, and I think I said that in the last time I said something, the rent can be reimbursed for as far back to as April 2020. April 1st, 2020.
That could be a huge relief.
Yes.
But it is going to the landlord.
To the landlord.
So, I don't mean to be a naysayer, but let's say somebody didn't pay their rent for 6, 8 months. Whenever, isn't the eviction, no eviction period over, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, say they didn't pay the rent for 8 months or paid partial and owe a bunch of money to their landlord. Now they're evicted. Their landlord's going to get his back money. What about us?
Not unless the resident's still there. The landlord won't get the money for back rent if they've evicted the person. It's tied to the person and the landlord.
Okay, so...
And there is a clause that if they do get that back rent, they can't evict them for the next 3 months.
Right, as long as that payment... Okay.
Right, because, you know, unfortunately, because rent prices are going up and costs around here are going up, there are some situations where landlords might be able to get more rent in the future, and they mm-hmm. might see this as an opportunity to do that.
So what about those that have already been evicted? What do we do?
Look for new housing, and this can pay for new leases.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, you said that, but thank
that's
you for
right.
clarifying it.
That's right. So that can okay. that can help. So that's and we don't really have numbers on how many people have been evicted. You know, it's an interesting thing. We're not... Uh-huh. We just don't have an accurate count yet. This is going to be very telling for Baldwin County for us to see how many people apply for this.
And it's going to be an arduous process because you've got to, as you said, you know, prevent fraud and really dig in to see if it's legit or not.
That's right. We've contracted a national company called Hagerty. A lot of their consultants that work for them worked for FEMA in the past or HUD.
Bingo.
Yes.
Good idea.
And so they were working on the compliance piece. Mm-hmm. We've been working with them for over a month and making sure that everything, every I is dotted, every T is mm-hmm. crossed. No one wants to get sideways with Treasury. So we follow them. The other thing that's really fun for us is that Treasury likes to change things in the middle of programs, and they've done that to us before. So they will track all of that. And if anything changes, we'll update as needed and pivot right. quickly.
Well, you've got a direct line to me via text, email, Facebook message, so we appreciate that. And I'm thinking you may be breaking this information here. We had yes. this set up. You just got everything finalized yesterday, so we'll be looking forward to seeing you or another official on TV to get this thing completely launched.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, yeah, and I'm doing a TV interview late this afternoon, and we're going to give financial updates. So I'll come back and let you know how it's going and how
Very
much
good.
Money we've gotten out the door.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lori.
Sherry Lee, Bloodworth Botop, the Baldwin County Public Information Officer. This is real important information. Be sure and tell anyone you know.